You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 AKLZ.
You had mentioned Eddie Money, the passing away of Eddie Money in the entertainment news just a couple of minutes ago. Last time we had him on the show, it was a while ago. Always a good guy. He was always a lot of fun when we had him on the phone or when he came to town. Always a lot of fun. But I remember the one question you had asked him, what was the weirdest tour he had ever been on? And here's what Eddie told us.
Oh, my God. I played with Joan Jett one night, and she was so busy hitting on my daughter, I couldn't believe it. I've done a lot of things. I mean, it's not like I played the Lawrence Welk show, but I've done some weird shows with some weird people. Actually, I played with the Rolling Stones, and I did five. I was supposed to do 8 cities with the Rolling Stones, and I wound up doing 5, and the Rolling Stones threw me off the tour. And I said, why am I getting thrown off the tour? Mick likes you, but he says to me, he doesn't want to work that long. You're getting 3 encores a night. That was the end of that.
Always a good guy. And like you said, always sounded like a caricature of himself.
He did. He had that thick, and I think it was like a Bronx, maybe Brooklyn accent. But yeah, just a thick accent, always.
And every time we had him on the air, man, he was a good guy.
He was a kick.
One more piece of audio, Carla, I want to play from Eddie Money. When you went to go see the Money Man, he was all about playing the hits.
Yes.
There weren't a lot of jams with him.
No.
He didn't go off on a tangent with his sax or
drum solo
or guitar lead or anything like that. Here's what he said about playing the hits.
People really like the sound of the records. Like, if I'm listening to The Good Lovin' by the Rascals, I want to hear what it sounds like. If you're listening to something like A Ginny Take a Ride by Mitch Ryder and D.T. Treadwheels, I would say that the record, they make the record to sound the best they can. If you're going to do something, copy the record. So when you go out and you get ready, you can close your eyes and we sound very, very much like the record.
Rob's on the phone. Rob, what's up?
I just wanted to share a great Eddie Money story with you. Many, many years ago, this is early when the Fremont Street Experience concerts were going on, and you could, it wasn't quite barricaded like it is now and stuff. And when Eddie finished his show, my sister-in-law, she just loves the guy. She's like, oh, I just got to meet him. So I see him walking down towards his limo, and I run down the street. I say, Mr. Money, my sister just wants to meet you. She just is crazy about you. He goes, okay, bring her. Go ahead. And I tell Teresa, come on. She runs over. He gives her this big hug and says, thanks for being a great fan. And someone great like Eddie Money doing that. I mean, this says what a great guy he is.
I'm trying to imagine, like you, Carla, Rob running down the street, Mr. Money.
I know, Mr. Money.
He was a good guy. He was a great guy.
He was.
Just always, like we said before, a lot of fun, whether it be on the phone, backstage, in studio, it didn't matter.
Yep, he was the real thing.
Rob, thanks a lot for the call.
Take care now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.